All right, going on this weekend is the Grand Metal Heritage Festival, which is, if you don't know where Grand Metal is located at, it's kind of between Marcus and Correctionville, and I'm being joined right now by Joe Volkert, who serves as the chairman of the Grand Metal Heritage Festival. And Joe, this is my first time here, but I'm very impressed. Let's start with how many years has the Grand Metal Heritage Festival been going on?
Well, this is our 43rd year that we've been doing it consecutively ever since it was established after the school closed down.
Okay. And, you know, you kind of step back in time on this Heritage Festival. So share with us some of the highlights that are here.
Well, we enjoy the thrashing and some of the old sawmill. A lot of the, we're doing some sorghum this year, making molasses out of it. Bringing back things that we haven't done for 20-some years. So we try to bring back some of the old farming techniques, like tractor pull for tractors pre-1950, actually. So that's what we try to do.
You had quite a crowd here. Now, of course, it was raining on Saturday, but that didn't seem to dampen the spirits of the people. A lot of people were out here. You had a band. You had people dancing to the band and a lot of people that were here for your noon luncheon and everything. So what is it about the people coming here for the Grand Metal Heritage Festival?
A lot of them are to see old friends, but primarily they like to come back for our food that we serve here. They really do appreciate things like our homemade apple crisp and cooking of the meat made by a two-time world Jack Daniel's pork smoking champion. The meat is delicious. We also continue on today with another music tonight with Clay Creek, and we have Pig on the Run that's going to be served, which is one of our favorites out here for some people that have been here before.
Dave, share with us the highlights for Sunday.
Sunday we have a church service going on in the morning, and then we have our famous brunch out here. Scrambled eggs, ham, roast beef, roast pork, cheesy potatoes, macaroni salad, fruit salad, and the best you will ever have, banana bread in the world.
Okay. Joe, you've been doing this for 43 years. Obviously, it kind of started when you said when the school had shut down. The museum is now inside the old school building, and it's got a lot of interesting artifacts. So, you know, like I said, this is really a very interesting festival to come here and kind of take a step back in time to see how things. It's an educational effort for adults and children alike.
It most certainly is, and we have a lot of agricultural issues out here that we're looking at old things from the farming, but we also have some from the towns and some from doctors. We happen to have two antiques here that no one else in the world has, and that is a wooden potato masher and a wooden clothes washing board made for his mother by Daniel Boone. We are the only one in the world that has that.
And may I ask, how did you acquire that?
It came through the Stiles collection, which came along with a one-room school that you can see out here that we just restored, put it back original, built the windows back original, replaced the rotten woods. Their museum was south of Quimby, and when we started up here, they closed their museum and moved all their items up here. It was a Stiles Whiting collection from Sioux City Correctionville area.
So, of course, it's been, as we mentioned before, 43 years, and you get a lot of community involvement, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. A lot of people from around this area that have a little pride and sense of what is going on here, and they want to contribute.
They do. The locals really do enjoy this. However, we've really done a good job of reaching out through Facebook and reaching people that we have never seen before. We have a beer and wine festival that we run in early May. It's May 2nd of next year. That brings in a whole new group of people that have never known what goes on out here and what there is to see. So we encourage all those people who have never been here, this is a year to come and try it out.
Okay. You were telling me before we got started with the interview, how do people classify this festival? Well, you were saying it's the best known secret?
Oh, it's the best kept secret in Northwest Iowa. People 5 miles from here don't know what we do or what we have here. We are the best kept secret. We're trying to change that with a lot of advertising and Facebook. Facebook has been great. Website's been great. We're getting good responses from people. We encourage people out here to take a shot and put it on Facebook and let everybody see what's going on out here.
Thanks very much. So I've been visiting with Joe Volkert, who's the chairman of the Grand Metal Heritage Festival.